Boy, I didn't know she was running.
That's the very bottom of it anyway.
Today's May 1st. Ooh, did it fall?
Yeah.
That's actually, I think that's actually the top. No, I have no more paint. Sorry.
Oh.
It is what it is. I love you dearly. Sorry. That's actually the top. I won't be able to see it.
The bottom
either. There you go. See? No problem. I mean, I've got another camp, but it's lost. Kind of wonderful. Yes, ma'am.
I love you too.
It's drinking it. Okay. Oh, don't cry, Lee. We're okay, okay? That's one thing. We're okay. This is not something terrible.
Good morning.
Great course. Well, we were waiting for you to come out, and somebody's little tagline is about the American Revolution and such. Oops, that dog's busy peeing. That's what you need. That's something that makes a dog lose all of his abilities through the training. Oh. Anyway.
I'm walking just fine. Mostly out.
Okay, I'm glad. I'm good. We're excellent.
You're a good
looking girl. Take care of you, Lee. Oh. Anyway. I guess there was this thing about the American Revolution. It was talked about. So how did 13 little colonies conquer an empire? And you're going, why on earth do you portray it that way? And so I don't think that's how it went at all. We didn't conquer a thing. Because what we caught was very fortuitous timing, and we became as much a pain in the butt to control and hold on to as we could possibly be. And that's how we ultimately got our established independence. Among a few other things, we threw out all of the Tories. They all went to Canada, you know. That helped a whole lot. We didn't have a lot of internal struggle anymore about what direction we were going in. The people who did not want to be in the British Crown, they left. And yeah, that American independence was actually a little side skirmish in a much larger war, as usual, between England and France. In fact, there was a treaty that let us be independent, but mostly because France forced it. think under normal circumstances, France would have said, well, we're going to take them over as a protectorate state, and yeah, pretty soon they'll be us anyway.
But get real. They hate England.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And our siding with France was only a convenience altogether. And you go, yeah, it was just timing. It was too much of a pain in the butt for the British to keep committing resources to trying to do something about these 13 colonies. It became a problem. And it was like, well, do we extend ourselves to smash down these colonies and you know, make them capitulate? And I said, or...
Smell fire.
Yeah, somebody's burning something.
Probably
just
fire.
Yeah?
Yeah, I see the smoke.
Are they feeling cold?
Yeah,
this is the warmest morning for a while. I mean, wow. Anyway. It was like, well, we keep our American colonies, or we can actually lose a war to France. And of course, it was like, well, alright, put all that in the balance. It was like, well, screw it, man. Those American colonies have always been a pain in the butt anyway. We get some stuff from them, but not very much. And it was. A proportion of people still wanted to be independent, and that wasn't going to end particularly. And they were going to get really, really jerky about the whole thing. Yeah, Matt? Good.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Good.
Little Pete.
No.
Just love it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I guess we all have some time for it.
You have a great day.
You too.
Man,
that just got
muddy.
Oh, yeah. Not much we can stay clean around here. Dirty. Dusty.
Matt, you got holes in your shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably about time to retire that thing. Yeah. Oh. So, yeah. If anything else, the United States was an incredibly lucky happenstance. Things fell together. Great. It just happened to be one of the first times when colonialism really didn't work out. And it was England's fault, to a large extent, if they would have afforded people over here more rights, protected them a little better, not almost immediately start exploiting the whole situation, then it probably would have never happened. You know, I don't know if that's what happened with Canada, that the British Crown came back and said, you know what, we better treat these people better, or we're going to have We're going to lose more territory to this. And they kind of pulled themselves together on some level or something. Maybe it was just something, maybe it was God assembling those wild radicals. It's not surprising we should have lots of social justice warriors here. It's kind of stuck in the DNA. Just not a very intelligent bunch of them, sorry to say. They're all about power and gain. Even the ones that swear they're not. And you're going, well, you may think it's going to be all wonderful, but you're being controlled and influenced by people who have no interest in your scruples about it. Very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looks cloudy.
It does.
Wow.
A little fun stuff over yonder there in the clouds.
Wow.
Yeah.
We have the blue sky and
It's promising. I think. Did you want to hold my hand some more? No. You're about enough of that. Are you good? Okay. You can. Sure.
Yeah.
Oh no, I wasn't questioning that at all. I just know practicality, you know. Why so much one can do. Interesting. I think we will have more things akin to the coronavirus because that's going to be very... Good morning.
Good morning.
Certain people are going to see that this is an interesting round ahead. The more autocratic despot sorts. We're going to say, hey, right, we can always pump up some virus and say it's going to kill us all. And we can amass all kinds of power. This is amazing. It's a great way to get rid of my competitors, too. I can say that they're not essential businesses where mine is. And, ta-da! And I'm the king of the world. I said, it's really amazing. He said, Jeff Bezos is so excited. He's getting richer and richer and richer over all this.
He's an Amazon dude, isn't he?
Yeah. And he really doesn't have any competition right now, you know. Physical, the whole thing was always between Amazon and bricks and mortar stores. Now the bricks and mortar stores are dying quickly. Just for somebody saying you can't operate. Talk about a wonderful way to destroy your competition is just to have government shut them all down and say you can't exist. And there's nobody that really competes in the same sphere as Amazon, particularly. So, yeah, it's like, well, in the future, I think we will have more autocrats wanting to get into positions of power again, because they go, all I have to do is turn up a virus, and I can order the world however I want to. The Green New Dealers are just frothing at the mouth of possibility. And all we have to do is if, you know, a lot of the news outlets already talked about, oh, the abolition's down in some places. And you go, that's exactly what they want. And you go, yeah, at the expense of destroying the economy. And you find out that they don't really care.
Until they come out and knock down your door and kill you.
Maybe. Well, they've got lots of jackboots. Lots of good, strong supporters, especially among the young people, who think that the economy is basically the playground of the rich, and they have a point, but their solution is actually worse than the problem is. But that's the problem. It's almost like we have to come up with an ultimate solution. You go, well, we have one, but nobody likes it. You know, liberty. Liberty's no good. Liberty's what got us in this mess. And you go, no, we don't have liberty. So you can't go blaming that. Because I blame two or three things. One of the biggest ones is the rise of the corporation and the fact that people, the rights that were supposed to be given to the people don't really get to use anymore. Those are now rights that corporations get to use. They get to speak however they want to. They get to behave however they want to. And they're coming back to saying the government can't control us, because the Constitution gives us all these rights as corporations. And you're going, but a corporation is made up. The fact that we treat it like a person was just kind of a weird legal precedent. It says we need to get rid of the corporation. Because that's what created these modern megalith companies, you know, that are bigger than nations, and that increasingly don't have to follow national rules particularly, because they can always come back and say, hey, if you don't let us do what we want, we're pulled out of your country. And the country goes, gosh, no, you don't tax your butts, but you sure pay us a lot, and whatever taxes you do pay, no way, uh-huh. You can do pretty much whatever you want. Just keep that gravy train flowing. And the problem with it is that socialism isn't going to work out the way the socialists think, the great utopia. You go, no, this is... Socialism will bring us back into serfdom. It says we will be, you know, what's best for the society will destroy everything else. And it'll be controlled by who has power, money. It says it'll be a few corporations that'll just take over.
We have competition coming across.
Cool.
We probably get to the other side of the road and walk.
Sure. Let's do that.
We're going to walk over on this side of the road, give them space.
Yeah, it's on the right side. It makes sense.
And then once they're past, we'll get back to work, okay?
I really kind of like this whole thing. It gives me the opportunity to be kind of not anti-social, but yeah, stay in the office, and I all of a sudden became a decent person, where before it was like, you know, I need to go to therapy and learn how to socialize. It's like, toxic. This is great. I just have to be patient, right?
Yeah.
Things have changed my way. So yeah, that's going to be the problem. Everybody who's a great socialist will find out that all those tools that they used, they thought would liberate them, actually going to be the tools of enslavement. Well, you can't do that. Why not? Well, because the group got together, and of course the group is heavily influenced by the fact that they are all owned by a corporation. And that corporation told us what we were going to do. And there's more of us than there are of you, so you're going to do what we say. Is this in socialism? We didn't agree to this. It says, you fool. You were tricked.
And you gave them just what they wanted.
You gave them exactly what they wanted. You're exactly right. Because you didn't retain what power you had. You thought it was such a great idea to hand it over to somebody else, to the group. And you didn't know how the group could be manipulated. It's obvious.
Hey,
it's been happening for 100 years.
Haven't they ever been in school where a teacher finds a group to do something? And one, maybe two people actually do it?
Yeah, it goes.
And they have the control.
And they end up having the control. Now, most people think, well, that's because then you go lazy and you go, yep, because lazy will get you in trouble too. Trusting the group too long to do things or allow things or not allow things that are okay with you. You know, it's like, oh, it's okay. That regulation doesn't bother me. I don't even do that, or, ah, it's okay, whatever. They've been using it for several decades. Very effective. And this is just a progression of it.
Slowly amassing more and more control.
Yeah. It says, and you're actually helping them. Wow. You don't think you are. You think you're doing something wonderful. And they go, oh yeah. It says, pretty soon we're all going to have papers to travel. From state to state or from county to county, we'll have to have a little card that says that we're clean of something. You go, we're going to start having classes of people themselves more stridently to the authorities. They will have more liberties.
Yeah.
You know, you'll be able to do this. Other people can't do that. Special privilege. You know?
You'll actually get to meet every now and again while the rest of the world doesn't get
any. We control that now. and it's a wonderful thing. The great thing about this coronavirus is nobody's sure what the heck's going on. So many different things are being said about it.
I'm pretty sure we're being lied to.
Huh?
I'm pretty sure we're being lied to.
Yes. On some things.
Yeah.
It's being done by people who go, we can start controlling things. You know? Right now it's just, well, I'm going to corner the market. I'm going to get rid of a competitor. But that's usually not enough. Socialists can scream all day long about corporatism, and they're right. It says, but you're feeding them the greatest tools that corporatism needs to exercise complete control. And you're taking away anything that anybody could use to just stay away from it. You're getting rid of all of it. Sorry, when the moment comes, I won't warn you. I won't warn you when you get put up against the wall as a traitor against your master. And you're sitting there going, this is never what I intended. And you're going, this is called justice. This is exactly what you should be getting. You thought you were fighting them when you were empowering. It says nobody will mourn your loss. Your parents and your grandparents flushed you off decades ago. Mostly after you told them, stop bothering you, to go away. You are excited about their death, their impending death, in favor of the new order. Yeah, tough old old hoe.
Yep.
Says, oh, I'm not going to say my life's going to be any better. That's because you guys are going to take away all the liberty of individuals to act in most ways. And so, the only thing that will save me is I never agreed to any of this stuff. And I'm accustomed to it, man. How many times have I voted libertarian? My guys never win. And you go, yeah, this is nothing's gone the way I want it to go. I didn't beg for this kind of a situation. Anyway, so yeah, the American Revolution. Them saying that we conquered an empire, and they go, we did no such thing. The empire survived just fine after we got our...
We didn't overtake them.
Yeah, so no, nothing like that.
And that's
yeah. The independence... I said, in fact, we almost lost our independence not too long after we, quote, won it through England finally saying, okay, we've solved all the French problem. We're not at war with them anymore. Now we can concentrate on trying to get back the Americans. And then they found out it was too rooted, and they started looking around for support in the United States for England to come back and take over again, and they didn't find much at all. Like I said, I don't think anybody ejected the royalists. They just moved, you know, which I find interesting. I wish more people would behave like that today. Yeah, but they weren't going to rise up and say, yeah, I'm going to fight for the British. They said, no, no. There's a new power here. Far more interesting to be a part of that. So yeah, he said, if anything, the Americans caught a very fortunate break. Good timing all around.
Yeah,
on several levels, I think. He was pumping the right people into the colonies to do this. No, God has a ton to do with it. But only in the way that God has. Or not really the way God chooses to exist. Birth. God controls birth. God controls inspiration. Inspiring you to do all kinds of stuff. But you gotta be there listening to him. And yeah. I thought Revelation being bigger, you know, something comes, you get paragraphs. Inspiration's like just kind of, yeah, just a thought. I can sure see a shirt for that.
Yeah.
I don't see netting underneath it particularly. I'll have to ask him about that. Anyway, yeah. So I think we are operating at this time under the whole thing of, if we're obedient, then you'll prosper, type thing. But I think the time is coming to an end. I think we're doing more of the, you know, we're kind of in more of an Moroni's kind of circumstance where things are coming to an end. Yeah, this is kind of a winding up time. I mean, good things are still happening. But also getting weird. Good and bad at the same time. Well, if you're going on, I'm probably gonna peel off at this point. Traction tomorrow. I want to work on that, in the front door. It'd be nice if I could get that whole thing kind of pulled together. You guys going on?
Yeah.
Okay. Door fell over. Oh, that's okay. Most of this is really dry. Well, that's okay. Alright. See you guys in a little bit. Yes, ma'am. Da 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 da.